Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Jason Madison, John Gervais, and Trey Edwards. Big show for you guys today. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. That's the website. That's the Patreon. Make sure you're locked in. You're getting all the extra content, like the Cinephobe Rewatchingtons that we do every other Monday, like the Cinephobe special edition episodes that are hidden in there, like Jason X, like Four Christmases, like the Great White Hype, Half Baked. There's so many, I can't name them all. Also, access to Discord, access to the OG pod episodes. man, there's just so much. You definitely want to be a subscriber. Patreon.com/countthedings.
Speaking of food, brother, you made a choice. Tell us about this.
Oh my God. So, yeah.
Set us up, man.
Yeah. So, Mark Lamont Hill, who's Derv's homie, posted on his IG account, one gotta go. Everyone knows this game, one gotta go. Those four things on the screen, one of them has to go. And the four things were Italian food, Chinese food, Mexican food, soul food. And Derv, your selection was?
Oh, Italian food can get the fuck out of here. Like, it's not... I mean, if first
Why?
Of all,
there, it's fucking mooly, I tell you.
There is a wrong answer, Jerv.
There's definitely a wrong answer, and it's Italian food is not the wrong answer. I promise you, yo. It's any of the other three are the wrong answer. Italian food is like it's good. Like me saying one's got to go doesn't mean that I think Italian food's trash, but I'm just not the big Italian food is very heavy to me, no matter what I get, no matter where I go, no matter five star, one star, no matter blindfolded eating food, like whatever the fuck you want to say, I've had all kinds of fucking Italian food. So it's not a ignorance, N-word level of me just thinking like,
kind of feels like it is.
I don't like spaghetti and meatballs and lasagna, right? Like
a lot of you guys are in the comments saying right. The same thing. That's what,
yeah. I'm just saying, bro. But
pizza,
like,
Jerv, you're throwing away pizza.
Pizza is Italian food. Yes.
Yeah. You're throwing away pizza.
Chicken parm is gone.
Chicken
also.
Parm can go. I'm not really a big chicken parm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I understand not loving the
like,
chicken
all right,
parm
pizza,
or even spaghetti. Yeah, pizza though, bro. That's an essential.
But y'all
food
niggas is disrespectful. Y'all all hit me with the orange chicken got niggas in a chokehold. Yo, first of all, dog, I actually like fine dining Chinese food, right? Like, I don't.
What's fine dining Chinese?
Yeah.
Like what? Real Chinese, not fine dining. Like, I'm sorry. Like real Chinese, like going to whatever the designated Chinatown or whatever. I think that's the right way to say it. Chinatown, I think that's what it's called, right? Like, but you know, you go there and like scary. There's real fucking food there. Like, yo, they're real fucking food.
What's the fine dining aspect of it?
It's
a menu that's not behind someone on a counter, right? Like, right. That's what you're talking about. Jeff, let me break something down to you, right? Like, yo, you like Chinese food, right? You like Chinese food?
Hell yeah.
Okay, so like if someone told you, yo, you can't eat Chinese food anymore, but you can have Thai food, you can have Japanese food, you can have Korean food. It's like, I get it's not the same.
I got you.
But it's close enough. Like, where I'm not going to miss that shit that much. If I want some noodles and some chicken in it, I have options from all the countries around it versus Italian. Nigga, it's just Italian. Like, if I can have Italian food, then I'm not having food at that point. Like,
and low key, Japanese
niggas is
just
that hype over pizza right now. Like,
pizza,
yes, nigga.
Pasta.
Bro, the fact that Italian goes so crazy, nigga.
Is pizza really Italian?
Yes, nigga.
So is that what you're trying to say?
Nigga, I feel like we Americanized pizza. I'll take American pizza, however, like whatever the American way to
Americanize. So is that the justification for your pick that you didn't think pizza was involved in Italian
food?
Well,
it's two things. One, I didn't comprehend pizza. But also,
I feel like that's the most obvious thing. What are we talking about?
Where the fuck did you think pizza came from? That I could have.
Where the fuck you thought pizza came from?
This nigga thought it came from like Philly.
He thought it was
a cheesesteak topping.
I'll be eloquent on y'all niggas. French bread pizza.
Hey, so knowing that pizza,
you thought it was elegant? French? You thought hold pizza on. Was French?
Wait, hold on. Did you just call French bread
saying,
pizza
I'm,
elegant?
I'm saying I'd fuck with French bread pizza if I got.
God damn. Oh. You know what? Your dusty ass doesn't deserve to have it. Go ahead. Go have your Chinese food.
Exactly.
You eggplant. Shit made me racist, man. Yo. Yeah, hey. Reading the comments, it made me so racist that I felt like Waz with black people that talk about movies. Like,
nigga said, General So gotta go. Sick.
You
said, Beast gotta go.
That's a go, bro.
I mean, look, I'm with it. I'm with a mean on that, bro.
Shrimp is banging though, bro. Like, I'm sorry.
I mean, look, that shit cool. That shit cool, but I can live without it, bro. Mexican slap, Italian slap. You know what I'm saying? The fact that you know that pizza is Italian, are you still rolling with your choice?
What was the Mexican Italian
soul food? Niggas don't even thinking about putting
don't even close.
Get out of here, nigga. Not even close.
Yeah. Fried chicken, fucking
yes,
too good.
Yes, everyone's got fried chicken, but no one's got fried chicken like soul food, man.
Exactly.
Actually, I need that fried chicken like that, to be real.
So look, go, there you go.
Come on, man. Duke,
but I love soul food, though. I love soul food.
The sides in soul food is just smacking anything on any menu.
Mac and cheese, yams.
Like, come on, man. Like,
dog, now you got me wanting soul food. Now I got to look this shit up, man.
Gotta go to Lolo's. Go to Lolo's, bro.
I don't like Lolo's, man.
Watch out. I like Mrs. White.
I ain't never had Mrs. White.
Sleep for the real? Mrs. White, you definitely got to go.
I'm going to fuck with it.
You know why I don't like Lolo's? Lolo's is like, it's like corporate.
It's commercial.
Mrs. White is like a shitty ass, rundown looking building.
I like Lolo's downtown, not the one in Scottsdale.
These are these are Arizona's.
So, yeah, yeah, it's chicken and waffles, bro, but it's their way.
Right. Y'all niggas
and they serve Kool-Aid in a mason jar. You know, they get real nigga on you. You get the red velvet.
But in a corporate way. It's packaged.
You said chicken and waffles. Can I ask y'all real quick? Did I go to the right Roscoe's when I was out there?
Did you get shot?
No, I did not.
So you went to the right one.
Right. There you go. I just realized also Pans is better than Roscoe's. If y'all I don't know if you had chicken and waffles from Pans, Trey. But
Pans?
Yeah. Pans is actually where they shot Pulp Fiction at the diner scene in Pulp Fiction.
Oh, word. Okay.
Yeah. It's like right in the middle of by the airport, actually. But yeah, it's fire. But Jerv, I can't believe you didn't know that pizza was Italian. That's still blowing my mind, man.
Hey, man,
I'm not gonna get over that soon. But also, soul food gumbo is the king of the fucking court. You know what I'm saying? Like, we didn't even mention gumbo.
I mean,
jambalaya.
Gumbo straight, but like you say, king of the court. That's wild,
man.
Not king of the court. That's wild. That means it's the best, right?
I think it's better than any other soul food dish if it's done right.
Gumbo,
gumbo.
I mean, and I love gumbo. Gumbo straight.
If you have a good gumbo, I think it's. I don't know what's topping a good gumbo.
You know that shit has eliminated me on two counts. Like, I'm allergic to shellfish and I don't eat swine, so it's like, nigga, you definitely can't.
Yeah. No, okay. Okay.
You're never definitely not fucking with the gumbo.
Yeah. I need a kosher gumbo.
I'm sure there is one. It just probably don't slap.
Yeah, if it can't slap.
It can't slap. Yeah, like, that shit makes it slap.
Yeah, you gotta have the swine and you gotta have the shellfish. Those are actually two of the most key ingredients.
Ribs are soul food, correct?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah, nigga.
That's my king of the court, bro.
Ribs. Oh. I fuck with ribs heavy.
Buffalo barbecue ass nigga.
So do you eat beef ribs? I mean,
I do eat beef ribs, yeah. I'll fuck up some beef ribs.
I thought she was about to ask me. I'm like, brother, don't matter. Is it ribs?
Jones barbecue chicken.
I don't care what you cook them greens with. Yeah. It's cool.
Right. Yeah, man. I gotta ask, that's what one of the things I hate. Like, I love soul food, but I hate that I gotta be that nigga. Like, what do y'all cook? Because some people do a turkey. And some people do it with pork, so I gotta make sure, which is why one of the things I miss about LA honestly is this spot called Comfort LA. It's downtown, and they got they're right by the
hotel, right?
Yeah, it's an Uber ride, but it's down there. It's close to like Skid Row and shit. Mm-hmm. But they got vegan greens. They got and they taste amazing, and so I used to like go. But it was like the food was amazing. The mac and cheese slapping, the wings, the hot sauce they had, the best hot sauce I've ever had. Having said that, it is very much a black owned establishment. So things like ordering the Uber Eats is an adventure. And like you get there and like it might not be anybody that like it's not open or whatever. Like they'd be having some weird ass, oh, it's Tuesdays. We're always closed on Tuesday. Like, why are you closed on a Tuesday?
Man? I mean, I like that though, because listen, all them spots that be doing that bullshit are closed at 3 p.m. Them shits be fucking fire. Yeah,
it is fire, bro. Yeah. It is.
Look, Watts Coffee House. You can go down the line, nigga.
Comfort them, LA, them man.
Jack's breakfast.
Yes.
But dude,
yes,
you gotta get out there dumb early, like getting like I it's just something about. Listen, I know that the line outside means.
That is fire.
It's a fire in here.
Yeah.
But yo, can you just add an extra row of seating, bro? So everybody can just eat. Like, what the fuck? Like, I'm hungry. I don't want to wait in line for an hour and a half or an hour to go eat.
Sometimes you gotta dedicate your day to some real ass shit, you know?
No, that's real. Yeah, that's real. No, I'm not built for that shit. Trey, how fast did I get out of Wichita's line when I was up there? Dog, I was on in that shit for like 15 minutes.
Oh, cutting slices. This nigga trying to eat a hype slice of pizza.
Yeah.
I stood right in line. Then I was like, nah, I saw niggas pulling up. Niggas was getting out of cars. It was all types of like niggas just getting in front of me. And again, I'm from out of town. Hey, clearly y'all feel like y'all are the people that are allowed to go do that. I am not going to mess up this chain of command. Like, I get it. Y'all, I fall in line. But I can't do lines, dog. So like, I can't, like, when you like, remember when you used to go ask for a table and like you actually had to wait for a table? Like if you didn't, if it was like a place that didn't do reservations. Oh, you go to a
restaurant?
Yeah. Like, oh, it's going to be like an hour and 15 wait. Whoa.
Walk away?
Oh.
You just walk away on that?
Oh. Yeah, that's an automatic walk away.
Sick walk away. No, I always ask if it's up to an hour and I ain't got shit to do, I'll be like, all right.
It'd have to be some dumb fire for me to wait the hour.
It's Trey, that's some autumn brunch spots, man, here in AZ, man. I can't do it, man.
Oh yeah, Hasha for sure hit you with that.
But it's a bunch of them and they all same thing. You show up, it's an hour wait, the music is way too fucking loud. And like, here's my thing. It's like, I get it. I'm old. I'm an old nigga. Like, yo,
I ain't gonna lie. I don't want no music at my brunch.
I know. I like the music, but like, it can't be like I'm at the club. I gotta be able to hear what the niggas there.
Yeah.
I hate that club value, man. Like, I took my grandparents to eat at a spot, and the music was playing so motherfucking loud. I was embarrassed. Like, damn, can't.
Dog, that's the worst part is because it's so loud, the patrons feel empowered. To start dancing like it's a club. Like, sit your ass down. Get your ass out of my fucking pockets, man.
Yeah, I don't want twerk air over my pancakes.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
So hold on. I know Trey's answer. I already would expect it, Trey's answer. You know, he likes it, the little jazz to be playing, maybe a little drink, a little
not
tea,
even. I'm just trying to have crumpled, a conversation, right? Over some scrambled eggs.
No, I get it. But there's these two other gentlemen on the pod with us. They're like, if I had a hat on, I'd say cap, hear me out. I'm not saying that y'all want that, right? But I don't see y'all being old man get off my lawn if y'all are at brunch and, for lack of a better phrase, some young ladies maybe half a couple feet away from you start twerking. Y'all don't strike me as the ones that's not going to just sit there and be like, oh, okay, some ass.
Is she giving me dubs?
No,
she's in the area.
She's in the area. You
get the fuck like out of here. I want to eat my fucking food and like have my
conversation. That's all I can. Hey, that's all I came for, bro. Because I ain't trying
Now, I'm not averse. If I get some cheeks, okay, welcome. But I'm not getting cheeks, Zerv. I'm just having breakfast while these motherfuckers are doing a bachelorette party or birthday or whatever the fuck for the first time ever leaving.
That's hash. Niggas be over here, bro. It'd be Zerv. If you came to Arizona and me and Amin took you to hash and Jason there, we sit there and we like, what you gonna get, dog? Oh, I'm thinking about getting this. Oh, what you gonna get, dog? Oh, I'm thinking about getting this. And then you hear the DJ, bah, 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 bah. Shouts to the birthday bitch, blah, blah, blah. And you like, nigga. So for one, you got motherfuckers trying to get by.
Mm-hmm.
You got motherfuckers shine dancing. A light on them. Hey, and the first time we over here, like, okay, we see it. The first time we let it slide. We like,
yeah,
okay, cool. That's what's up. Halfway into my motherfucking seven bite, nah.
Mm-mm. Nobody wants that, man.
No, right. I can understand that eventually, but I'm saying, and Trey, again, respectfully, mm-hmm. I understand, right? Like, I don't expect you to want to find any coolness with seeing some ass shaking while you eating your breakfast, right? Like, that's just not you. I get it.
Yeah.
Jason, you know, I haven't known you as long. You know, I'm getting to know you.
Right.
I would peg you for an individual that would be like, okay.
False.
Oh, yeah. False. I would think you'd be an individual that that'd be like, hey, there's some ass shaking.
Yeah, but listen here, Jarv. The only place that I want to mix the ass shaking with the loud music with the food is a strip club. Anywhere else.
That's fun. But you know why, Jason? Because you came to the establishment to see cheeks clapping.
Exactly.
I'm all right with that. I've had many a chicken wing at a strip club.
Exactly.
When I go to a brunch spot, I'm here for brunch and booze. And maybe some scenery, like, hey, what's up? What y'all doing later? Whatever. Mm-hmm. And some good music in the background, but not the fucking club, man. I don't need that shit, man. It's just because it's not the pros don't outweigh the cons, right? Pros, okay. It might be some bad bitches shaking their ass. And by the way, no disrespect to anybody. But them ratios. Bad to not so bad is not in your favor.
It changes at brunch, right?
Yep. It's
the teams are different.
It's a couple of them out there. I'm not saying they're not there, but it's a couple of ones that aren't.
I think it's a different squad for the most part. That's the brunch squad versus
the brunch squad is definitely different. Go out, hit the scene.
Squad, yeah. Just a different
unit. So like, I'm like, and you know what? It bothers me. This is gonna sound crazy. I'm gonna sound like the biggest hater ever. But I don't give a fuck, man. It bothers me because they come out with the energy of someone who's not been out in years. I'm like, is this the first time you've ever heard the song Hotline Bling? Why are you fucking going so crazy to this? Like, oh, they playing my song. Like, that's not your song.
They on their like seventh or eighth mimosa, my G. Like, they've been drinking.
Dog, we all drink, man. Like,
it's the
energy of someone who hasn't been out.
If I was out with you and we were somewhere having breakfast, right? And it was mimosas and eight mimosas in, and you got up and said, "Oh, this is my song." I'd be like, "Hey, what's going on?" No, right? Like, I wouldn't expect that from
you. Don't you ever in your life disrespect me like that?
Man. Imagine me getting up saying, "Oh, this is my song."
What
song is that?
If you see me,
I might club that nigga and drag him by his ankle, nigga. Oh, I ain't gonna lie.
Hold on. If you hear and see me say that, best start scanning the landscape for whatever I've locked in on. Like, just said it too. I'm like, oh, you like this song too? Okay. Like, that's the only way. There's not a song in the world that'll make me react like that. There could be a song. Yo, Jay-Z, Biggie, and fucking Lauryn Hill could have made a track about me, literally about how awesome I am. I wouldn't say that's my song. Unless I see somebody else say that shit, and I'm like, "Hey, so what's your name?" Okay. Oh, you. This song about me, by the way.
Like, hey. Also, day drinking does. It's a fake sneak up, but it sneaks up on people. So like everybody. Yeah, it is fake because everybody acts like they don't know that they're getting drunk in the daytime. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I think the craziest thing is that with the day drinking shit, niggas get too caught up in the moment. And I think it's just more so like, depending on how much fun you're having, because like day drinking can be crazy where you go to an actual like party, right? And a nigga will be like, oh, they don't, a nigga lied to you before you even get there. Yeah, they got food, my nigga. Hey, so you be like, all right, cool. The first part of food you getting is a shot. So you going in like, all right, you know what? I'm gonna order something after I take this. An hour past, you're four shots in. Your body and bloodstream done intertwined and you cooked. I remember I was at Toxic, bro. They caught me sleeping on the step. The nigga got me and said, hey, brother, you got to get up. I don't care who you came with. They threw me out like Jazzy Jeff, nigga. Right? I get in the Sprinter. Nigga, we in the Sprinter. I'm like this, Jason.
Yeah.
We go to TGI Fridays right by Pants.
Yeah,
damn.
They give me
Magic
water.
Johnson Fridays.
Magic Johnson Fridays. They give me water. I start throwing up in the cup. I'm banned from there, me. I can't go back to TGI Fridays.
Magic Johnson TGI Fridays.
Yeah. I was throwing up and it was holes Trey, of me, and they were so disgusted in me.
And you didn't see it, but in the back, AC Green was there shaking his head. I knew it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, them kids. All right, that's going to do it for us on Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Remember, patreon.com/countofthings. Make sure you're locked in. You're getting the extra content. You're getting this podcast all at once. Shout out to everyone who joined into the Bomb Fantasy League. We're going to keep you guys updated about that. For Trey, for Jer, for Jason, I'm Amin telling you to stay black, motherfuckers.